you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
As part of the ongoing process of public sector modernization and reform, government has introduced a professional development course geared at equipping individuals with the skills to occupy senior executive leadership positions across the public service. The course, entitled the Public Sector Senior Leadership Development Program, is being administered by the Management Institute for National Development, MIND. We learn more about the program on today's edition of Career Talk. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Program is developed out of an understanding that to have a transformed public sector, we are going to have to focus on honing the kinds of leadership skills are required to lead transformation initiatives going forward.
Chief Personnel Officer in the Office of the Services Commission and Chairperson of the Oversight Committee implementing the Public Sector Senior Leadership Development Program, Dr. Louis Parks. She says the first cohort of participants will start in January, with the first orientation session set for December 10. Participants in the program are individuals who have been working within the public sector for at least 5 years in a senior management position or overseeing a relatively large portfolio of responsibilities or projects. They must also be recommended by the respective permanent secretaries, agency heads, or CEOs to whom they report.
There were certain basic criteria that the permanent secretaries had to be looking out for in terms of track record, in terms of their performance, the level of responsibility that they have had. And of course, you know, we are looking at persons who, in fact, have a good record in terms of performance and conduct overall.
CEO of the Management Institute for National Development, MIND, Ruby Brown, now outlines the range of topics covered in the course.
We are going to be addressing themes such as building a leadership legacy, authoring your own leadership, acting with integrity and building personal resilience, leading in complexity and ambiguity, leading in a regional and global context, leading high performance and responsive organizations, just to name a few.
She adds that the instructors are internationally reputable, coming from Canada, the United Kingdom, as well as Jamaica. The chief facilitator is Dr. Ingrid Richter, based out of Canada. The facilitators will utilize a blended learning strategy involving face-to-face sessions, periods of reflection and analysis, research, group work, as well as live case studies.
The individuals who are participating in this program will form part of a pool of individuals from which the positions of permanent secretary, CEOs, and director generals will be filled. On the completion of this intervention, these leaders will be far more confident and competent in executing their roles at that high administrative level within the public service.
Chairperson of the Oversight Committee implementing the Public Sector Senior Leadership Development Program, Dr. Louis Parks, says at the end of the course, participants will be equipped to return to their organizations and make an immediate impact.
If I just sum it up, it's about developing leaders to transform the public service. And we are looking at transformation of self so that the participants come away from the program having a better understanding of who they are, what are their strengths, and how can they better use those strengths to be more effective leaders. Their needs analysis was very, very thoroughly done and led by the lead facilitator, Ingrid Richter, so that we are developing something that is of high quality international standard, but something that is applicable, practicable in our local context.
If you're interested in being part of the next cohort of participants in the Public Sector Senior Leadership Development Program, you can contact the Management Institute for National Development, MIND, at 927-1761. You can also check out their other offerings on their website at mind.edu.jm. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.